Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When I look across the fruited plain, one of the things that concerns me is the automatic default to violence that we see. Antifa, BLM, and now the transgender movement. The reason that concerns me is that means it's going to put us in a position we don't really want to be in at some point. Maybe not soon, and maybe not ever. It depends on if the trend continues on. But one of the trends it has, and I mean, as we've seen with the recent marriage of Antifa to the transgenderists, which transgender is not even a word. Not really. But they're defaulting to violence is sort of a illustration of how irrational they are concerning this. So case in point is what happened the other day. So this team of researchers, primarily out of Oregon State University, a bunch of professors, sent a questionnaire link to over 3,000 department chairs, program administrators, and faculty at accredited engineering bachelor's degree granting institutions. This according to campusreform.org. This survey was intended to be sent to transgender and gender nonconforming TGNC students in undergraduate engineering computer science programs and consisted of numerical and open-ended text box questions probing students' perceptions of gender engineering education, culture, and communities of support. Well, as you might expect, some students did not take the survey as seriously as the gender researchers did, and they've drawn the ire of the intrepid, if humorless, investigators. Of the 349 completed responses, 50 were of a mocking variety and deemed malicious by the scientists, who said they included slurs, hate speech, or direct targeting of the research team. 12% of the malicious respondents identified their gender as an Apache attack helicopter or some sort of similar aircraft. An apparent reference to a long-running meme meant to make light of individuals identifying as a broad range of genders. One student had the sheer audacity to write, I believe that is what is wrong with higher education. Students should be taught to focus on their chosen field and not their gender. What a crazy, maniacal thought. Students should be instructed in their chosen field, the one they're paying through the nose for, instead of being subjected to a racial, radical, social agenda. Egads. Another respondent wrote, "While I, of course, do not condone bullying or discrimination, I wish people in universities, especially the faculty, would not focus so much on gender and identity. That doesn't matter." So, and I guess telling the faculty that's supposed to be serving you that gender isn't important to you, but being educated in your field is. Can you imagine the temerity of this? Hitler alert. The integrity-laden analysts were stung by the responses and were highly critical of the students/responders. The thin-skinned but utterly unbiased researchers went so far as to state, "The targeting of social justice research and marginalized academics fits into theories of fascism as a pathway the right wing can use to exert power. One act within a larger effort." And, you know, that's, you know, that's one of those "what you talking about, Willis" moments. The only targeting that occurred was on the part of the researchers who inanely aimed their questions at the STEM students. And fascism, I guess my Hitler warning at the end of the prior paragraph was prescient at the moment. Incredibly, the social scientists went on to compare their findings to the January 6th Capitol riot, saying, "This analysis is a rebuke of conspiracy theories and misinformation, which not only barrage our research, but also underpinned the fascist storming of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021. These guys are really sensitive. I mean, they make it sound like it's a wonder any of them are still alive after 14.3% of their survey's respondents didn't take it seriously. And these are all adults. When I was a kid, you know, we said sticks and stones may break my bones, but they will never hurt me. And I don't believe the researchers were even called names. And yet one of them, a, you know, quote, transgender woman, close quote, who was already in therapy for anxiety and depression regarding alleged online anti-trans rhetoric, claimed to have experienced significant personal distress as a result of managing the data and had to take time off the project to heal from traumatic harm. From reading. Harm from reading. Biggest suggestion I could make here would be to get over yourselves, people. I wonder how they would have handled themselves on the beaches at Normandy. They also helpfully suggested potential changes that could be made to engineering curricula, noting, "Engineering graduates in the U.S. frequently work in fields such as fossil fuels, defense, construction, and technology upon graduation, and could be taught about those fields' relationships with national and global racial capitalism and ongoing apartheid in Palestine." Ongoing apartheid in Palestine. Which is, you know, now they're just throwing in some non sequiturs to make it sound good. And they checked all the boxes for world communism. But unlike STEM students, that's not going to help build a bridge to utopia. Or anywhere else for that matter, and at least not one that would long stand. The researchers' analysis wasn't a rebuke of conspiracy theories and misinformation. It was itself filled with nothing but conspiracy theory and misinformation. And this is where we are now. This is the reason that they default to violence is they refuse to recognize reality. And when you don't recognize reality, it doesn't matter if you claim your pronouns are Zier, Apache attack helicopter, golf ball, or rainbow trout. Rejecting reality leads you down a path that is going to be very hard to come back from. I actually would like to have been in the room when they were reading these things, though. Listen, I have no dog in the fight, to be honest with you. If somebody thinks that they're this or that, that's fine. What concerns me is where they go when they don't get their way. It is not necessary. If you want to identify as whatever you want, as a bread box, enjoy your life. Don't expect me to accept it or celebrate it. And you don't get to get upset if I don't. Because I have learned what, you know, he, she, boy, girl, that's what I know. I was taught that from a very early age. I'm older now. You just don't get to change it. Sorry. I don't worry about pronouns. So, speaking of pronouns, the researchers, their pronouns should be Marxist and whack job. Which sort of sounds like some James Bond characters, like, you know, odd job. Whack job. That's what they should be talking about. That's where they should be going. But this is what this concerns me about these guys. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I'm
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Right now, the gun grabber in chief has got a whole bunch of the resident. He's got a whole bunch of scandals exploding on him right now. Now, during the, if you take a time machine back to 1972, there was a previous presidential scandal. And Richard Nixon was the focus of the blame, although he was not directly involved in this. A handful of operatives in Nixon's campaign and administration, led by G. Gordon Liddy, they performed a third-rate burglary at the opposition's headquarters, and several of those involved avoiding using their first names. Instead, they were E. Howard Hunt, L. Patrick Gray, G. Gordon Liddy. But most curious in this was the lack of a serious motive. Because Nixon's reelection was a solid inevitability. Not all long after the water break-in hit the news, Nixon carried 49 states, and McGovern didn't even carry his home state of South Dakota. It seems most likely that internal polling would have been aware of this. And once the scandal became full-blown, the "Don't Blame Me, I'm from Massachusetts" bumper sticker started appearing, referencing the only state along with D.C. that went for McGovern. A lasting effect of the election of 1972 is that primary elections have replaced nominating conventions as the way both parties usually select their candidates. And this is supposed to be more democratic, but it has also drastically increased the hunger for campaign contributions, since there's almost twice as much campaigning to be done. An aspect of an unintended anti-democratic effort of this transition is that the larger money sources, like Soros, have strengthened their grip on the process. Now, in Biden's case, the scandal is not especially political, but instead that is a quest for profit. He's been caught selling influence, and often not in the best interests of us, the United States. Wrapped up into this burrito is the Department of Justice and other government minions who've gone to great lengths to keep this business out of the news. Trump's presidency exposed the myth of government being politically neutral. That was bad. Official conspiracies abound in order to influence public opinion, and further evidence of this keeps to emerging. Now, the sweetheart deal that Hunter Biden got to get out of his tax and gun charges, well, that's been thrown away. It's been torn up. Judge Noriega refused to accept that deal. And now it has been changed to not guilty. We may possibly be treated to the embarrassing spectacle of a public trial. I don't know if you should hold your breath on that, but most likely the DOJ conspirators and Hunter's defense team will work out a more acceptable plea. They won't gag the judge. Mr. Trump should now expect another surprise raid on his residence just to divert attention. And as Jack Smith, well, actually something like that just happened, and Jack Smith of the DOJ has added in another slew of meaningless charges against Mr. Trump. Now, also of particular interest is Senator Charles Grassley. He's the longest-serving Republican in the history of the U.S. Senate, but he's also the one remaining Watergate senator. And he's as a ranking member of the Budget Committee, he is a significant player in today's political circus. Now, 2 years after Nixon lost to Kennedy in a close contest, he then lost to California's incumbent Governor Pat Brown, Jerry Brown's father. After that, he famously announced to a fairly hostile media that you won't have Nixon to kick around anymore. 6 years later, he was elected president. So being no dummy, he had a major impact on toning down the political anger over the Vietnam War. He instituted the draft lottery so young men of military age would have a much clearer idea of what fate had in store for them. On the other hand, Biden's harvesting of graft was further enhanced by his inheritance of Obama's politically weaponized deep state. Now, Trump's presidency interrupted the continuum, but it gave the deep state operatives a good chance to sharpen their knives. And now there is a well-founded, genuine fear that we are circling the drain into a totalitarian, one-party dictatorship. But there is one thing out there, this odd personality quirk, which is self-interest. Americans, especially, are particularly protective of their standard of living. We don't like having to step over passed out vagrants or step in their excrement. We don't like having fewer choices when we go shopping. We don't like being told what to eat, what to watch on TV, or whether or not we can have a gun. But some of us also don't particularly like making enemies, and the suppression of personal dissent from the prevailing dogma, that's the implied censorship that comes from that. And, you know, what I do is, when I see somebody in the street, I just talk to them. Just to see how they are, just to see who they are. Going back to Hunter's problems, just for fun, the DOJ prosecutor and his co-conspirator in the defense trial, they tried to pull a fast one on the judge, thinking that she was as stupid as other judges they'd previously fooled. And they guessed wrong. And she busted them, and now the corruptocrats are scrambling. This is further added to the whole deep, bottomless state, as the enemy of the people meme. In the interim, they're going to try to keep distracting us. Everything you see, for the most part, is always a distraction from what they're actually doing. So, I guess we'll see. I guess we're going to see, but this will be interesting because what, you know, Nixon won the presidency in a landslide. And for whatever reason, the Watergate thing became really hot because I was just a kid when this happened. I was 11 when he got reelected and 13 when he resigned. And that particular day, the day he resigned, for the first time ever, we had a president and vice president that were not elected. For those of you that weren't alive that day. But all Nixon did was participate in a cover-up, which compared to what Biden's doing, he's absolutely, I mean, that's absolutely pedestrian. And this is the guy, this crime lord now, the resident of the United States, he's the one coming for your guns. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump is pleading not guilty to charges stemming from his alleged widespread efforts to remain in power after the 2020 election loss. The former president before boarding his plane and heading back to New Jersey.
This is a very sad day for America, and it was also very sad driving through Washington, D.C. and seeing the filth and the decay and all of the broken buildings and walls and the graffiti. This is not the place that I left. It's a very sad thing to see it. When you look at what's happening, this is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America. This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary and leading Biden by a lot.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I made a conscious decision after I flew in 2020, that was the last time I flew on an airliner, to never fly on an airliner again. I bought a full-size pickup truck because I was. I know quite a few people who drive everywhere. Steve Fisher, James Yeager used to. They all drove at least a pickup truck. Some of them would buy those big travel vans as well. Something with a big wheelbase that could take the punishment of the open road. So I did that. So I haven't been flying. So what I found out the other day was interesting, because some of you have experienced unprecedented delays with air travel this summer, and it's all been blamed likely on the weather, because bad weather wasn't reported in the news. So you might have been surprised, but here's what should surprise and shock you even more. The real reason that happened was a shortage of pilots and air traffic controllers. All of this linked to the Great Reset. The agenda to control people and restrict freedom conceived by the global elite and being implemented through the leftist groups and their sympathizers. It's all now very well known that Klaus Schwab, the chief of the elitist World Economic Forum, set the Great Reset in motion during the pandemic. He saw that as an opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset the world. And the COVID lockdown also connects to the story of the recent flight delays, because it was during the pandemic that travel restrictions were imposed worldwide and pilots and ATCs were laid off. At London's Heathrow alone, for example, traffic plunged 88% from 80 million passengers daily to about 1 million. 80 million passengers. They weren't doing 80 million passengers a day. Some of the stuff that these guys put out for their PR is interesting. The ostensible reason for limiting travel was to curb contagion and virus mutation. That's what we were told. The travel restrictions, quarantines, vaccine passports, social distancing, and the lockdown itself, they were not so much for disease control as for imposing the dystopian New World Order. Excuse me. COVID was a smokescreen. So, this was very much Cloud and Piven. You know, let's take everything, burn it all down to the ashes. And now, in the name of a recovery plan, radical steps were initiated to restructure the world economy and usher in an extreme environmentalist and statist framework of governance as the new norm. As this went beyond a few months, proponents of the climate agenda and the Green New Deal claimed an intersection between the pandemic and a furtherance of their goal. They deployed a double-edged sword. They said decreased air and car travel was contributing to a healthier planet. Simultaneously, they warned that global warming would contribute to health problems and even start more to pandemics. So this pandemic became an excuse to justify far-reaching policy changes. They wanted to control and direct everything from the utilization of natural resources to the movement and monitoring of you. See, the freedom of movement is really one thing they really want to take away. So the implementation of the movement restriction measures called for in the Great Reset are already manifesting now in several ways. Air travel is being discouraged with the inconvenience of delay, cancellations, and staff shortage. Other movement is being checked by a policy thrust toward banning gas-powered cars, instituted congestion pricing, and developing the impractical idea of so-called 15-minute cities. These policies also call for car-free cities, limiting airline travel, and a global tax on airlines. That is, the more you fly, the more you pay. In 2020, California Governor Newsom ordered the Air Resources Board to ban new gas-powered cars by 2035, linking heat waves, wildfires, and droughts to climate change. 17 states that have vehicle emission standards tied to California rules, and you'd be surprised who they are. They're also weighing similar mandates. In 2022, the 193-member nation International Civil Aviation Organization, which is a UN agency, agreed to a goal of net zero emissions by 2050. The call to reduce the use of aviation fuel is accompanied by a boom in private air travel because airline travel is becoming more difficult. Private jets constitute 25% of U.S. flights, increased by 17% in the first half of 2022. Clearly, despite the purported concerns about greenhouse gas emissions, the Great Reset does not restrict travel for the Great Resetters. It has more to do with politics and control than any sort of science. This year, air travel was subjected to massive delays. More than 11,000 flights were delayed or canceled on June 25th. Some 8,000 on June 26th. There were 35,000 flight delays and 7,000 cancellations on July the 4th. Candid Airline employees confessed this had nothing to do with the weather and that pilot and ATC understaffing was responsible for the chaos. Despite the shortage of aviation personnel, Congress rejected an amendment to H.R. 3935, the Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Bill, that would have required airlines to reinstate pilots who were fired or stepped down because of vaccine mandates. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who introduced the amendment, said hundreds of pilots were forced out of their livelihoods over the past several years for their refusal to get the COVID vaccine. Surprisingly, 83 Republicans joined their Democrat colleagues in voting against an amendment that would have ameliorated the pilot shortage. FAA has been sort of criticized for not having a plan to address the serious shortage of air traffic controllers. You know, right now they have the FAA is pushing the diversity goal right now. So they have a biographical questionnaire. So right now we have the World Health Organization that's declaring climate the number one threat to world health in the 21st century. And conditions are now in place for the centralized control proposed under the Great Reset. And this amounts to the weaponization of the weather to bring about a sinification of America under one-party rule. And you better pay attention to that. You should be paying attention to that. It's high time you should become aware of the true objective of the climate agenda, which is to curtail your activity and allow the elite to control all resources by working through so-called experts who make all these decisions without any sort of accountability for what they do or say. At some point in the very near future, we're going to have to step up and say no. Just say no to this. Because that will be the totalitarian uniparty in charge. And they'll be getting their cues from the World Economic Forum. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A biological male with the superficial features of a woman won the Miss Netherlands contest earlier this month and goes on to represent the Netherlands in the Miss Universe pageant later this year. So much for women's rights and following the science, because the science is not touchy-feely. It's actually quite blunt and grounded, you know. Now, regardless of trends overseas that are manifesting themselves here in America, if we're going to continue to advance as a science and technology superpower, we're going to have to again teach students, because they'll be the ones doing it later on down the road, that 1+1=2. And only two, as in one unique male gender plus one unique female gender equals two unique genders, and only two unique genders. Right now, some people in the United States are purposely confused about sex and gender. And yet, esteemed academics that fancy themselves to be intelligent have apparently convinced the titans of sports and business and industry and pageantry that gender is fluid because XX and XY are somehow malleable. But in the real world, XX and XY are hardwired realities, carved in stone. No amount of drugging and butchering of the human body is going to change it. Now, the good news is that the mind, which believes that chemical and physical changes can alter XX and XY, can be changed. A muddled mind has become a welcome challenge to the mental health profession in the past, yet the profession seems to have given up or cowered to the new idea that your thoughts can alter who you are in reality. Now, fortunately, just as time and reason vanquished the pseudosciences of astrology, alchemy, and eugenics, and Lysenkoism as a modern advanced culture can conquer the fantasy of multigenderism. And victory over non-science is not achieved by succumbing to confused thinking, by accepting and applauding and promoting it, and compelling others, which is what they're doing, right? They're trying to compel us to accede to this faulty logic. Through DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, only compounds confusion, although DEI is on the way out. Now, in a liberal sense, most Americans are open to the views of others. And I mean that as a liberty, tolerance, you know, that kind of thing. They will listen to and tolerate all reasonable assertions and positions. It's quite pleasing to be an American and have this level of overall tolerance. Live and let live, you know. That's the attitude to diversions for what they see as normal. That's okay, fine. You're welcome to it, yeah. But when untoward convictions that masquerade as facts are imposed on people of common sense, pushback begins there. Common sense cuts to the chase when it comes to the basics of life, which includes mating and survival. Without mating, there is no survival. Without creation, there's no survival. And no human since the dawn of humans needed to be told what side of the sex divide they were on. Unknowingly applying the basic scientific method includes observation, hypothesis, and testing. Even ancients discovered the science of sex. They observed their genitalia, hypothesized being male or female based on their observation, and intelligently went with what they saw, since this was one time testing evidently was not necessary. And who would have guessed that what was apparent to our unenlightened ancestors was apparently abstruse to today's intelligentsia and those befuddled by the illiterati? So we got to get back to basic science. A return to the science of the real. And scientists and non-scientists have to stand up to anti-science ideas and to their promotion through bullying, being the fanaticized and politicized pseudoscience, its scientists, and its purveyors. Forcing some sort of an anti-science idea on people can confuse them into rejecting true science and what authentic science promotes. And this increases the challenge of encouraging the public to trust in trustworthy medicines and vaccines and to practice healthy lifestyle choices, like avoiding excessive smoking and drinking and dysfunctional fantasy. We need to have confidence in the institution that puts this stuff together for us. It has taken us a very long way. We've added 4 decades to lifespan by, you know, some serious science. And what's going on now is more serious than just demoralizing and confusing the public on health and wellness issues. See, while we sit around and argue, and I sit around and go, well, there's only 2 sexes, 2 genders. And I'm told, no, there's 106. And, you know, you can be a two-spirit this and all this other stuff. While I'm having that argument, our biggest global competitor and enemy, China, is not secretly plotting to destroy us through better DEI programs or through more effectively erasing gender distinction. No, that's not in their plan at all. Now, they, as the ancient Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu might say, as if he were alive today, they are saying to themselves, a nation that cowers to men in dresses is a nation ripe for defeat by men in uniform. If we go overseas, there is no, and when I say when we go overseas, this is the bad part. When you go to where life is a very simple thing, like Africa, for example, and you ask the people that live in Africa, in the various villages and everything, the, you know, the poor people of the world, when you ask them, can a man be a woman, they laugh at you. They laugh at that. Because it's never been a real thing. It's never been a real thing. It's not going to be a real thing, no matter how real they want to make it, no matter how fetch they want to make it. The inference being that we're, you know, one of the things that I blame myself with was I was asleep at the wheel for a very long time. And I know it. and I wear it, unfortunately. And well, now I'm trying to be awake. And in the interim, every time I get up and moving really fast, somebody does this diversionary lullaby and wants to give me some nonsense. So, we got to pay attention to this. We got to pay attention to what's going on in the world. We got to stop letting these diversions happen. It is not one of those things where you sit back and go, maybe we should just let this be and we'll just go about our business. Because it's the same way with the gun grabbing. All of this is the same template. You're going to have this imposed upon you because they know if they can impose this on you, they can disarm you. If you will accept this, you will accept being armed less and less and less. One day we're not going to be here. We're not going to be here in the fight. And they're trying to set it up when that day comes just to very quietly take things over. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.